chaotic.
You never count your money.
Wait, I just realized this is like the first time we've had more than 10% lawful in our party.
Lawful.
According to the great sage
not
Kenny
lawful.
Rogers.
Not
lawful. Rephrase that. This is the first time we've had lawful in our party.
Oh yeah, this is like this is the first time we've ever interacted with a lawful PC.
That's why Lorelai was like graded by
one lawful character in our uprising. Party
Sazer, or everyone is chaotic something.
There's a there's a lawful.
Is she the lawful?
No, she's neutral. I don't think there's a lawful. I don't think there is one.
We don't have one.
Was Jake?
No. He's too dumb to be lawful.
Damn, who was the lawful?
Yeah,
might have been lawful.
Lawfulness, intelligence.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
players.
I can't.
I'm neutral.
Might have been Galarin.
No, Galarin wasn't.
Which one is that, Pastor Dan?
No, he's not.
There's nobody.
You said it's Bison and Benson.
Yeah, Bison
was
a
Benson. Okay, dude,
like
what?
Might have been like Big Juan or something too.
Basically,
or Lycan.
Origins.
Came up in our last session.
Neutral good. Neutral good.
That I'm a big chicken.
Whatever he is, chaotic probably.
Yep. I don't
just
think there is.
And that's
lawful,
it.
Lawful.
No,
lawful.
That's the only.
I really don't think there is any lawful.
It's all by saying chaotic, whereas our last session was.
Yeah, like we actually had a
I just found out that I'm supposed to be working out 2 hours a day.
Well, yeah, but like.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to get that. On top of my sleep.
Don't
give me
that. And my. I can't help you with the sleep and the drinking
tanks.
Time.
Me and her and Bono all went to our
sessions.
And Leon.
So chickens are okay.
Yeah, but usually I'm studying or training while you guys are working out. But I have bodybuilding that raises my con, so I'm supposed to be doing it. And you're like kind of in the middle over there. That's what
it all started.
But I think your mom will like probably sit on the stage again.
I don't know how to eat this.
You can take her in there.
I have a part of the range.
Actually, he said your mom's not coming back, so you can sit where she's sitting.
Better up. I can fly.
Josh, take your chair. Let me get another chair.
Leg up.
How long can you fly for?
2 hours plus some turns.
Oh, wow.
But if I land,
I can drive.
I went through like 3 chairs.
Oh my goodness, Aaron. I swear I thought you had, like, I'm like,
no,
why
Austin,
are you drawing on your bra?
No, Austin, that would be just like, just drop someone.
If I'm dropped from less, if I'm dropped from 60 feet or less, then if I land on my feet, I won't take damage.
He was here. He didn't like it.
I was gonna know he's not far. Oh. Your mom. That wasn't meant to be your mother.
I did not have to use my reroll save.
Yes. I can reroll a friend save.
Oh, yeah, we had to use that.
I have two plus ones. Two plus ones for a friend save.
Really? Well, no, the one is fortunately something you get every day.
Really?
Yeah, your amulet is every day. Give a friend plus one to a save after they roll twice. Or 20% to a reaction. And you get Ultra Vision.
Oh yeah, I get Ultra Vision. No, I was talking about the save a friend.
Oh, that mine, the add plus one to your save, that was a one.
So for my 5% magic resistance, that's like if I roll a save and then I roll the percentage after that?
Yeah, anytime you would be affected by magic.
Yeah, I had to use both my...
targeted at you, so like if there's a fireball around you, it's not necessary.
I didn't find out that the artifact
anytime you'd be affected by magic, directly, you have 5% resistance on top of anything else.
And it's made for
is that zone for healing?
I forget I have orbs that can do that.
Yeah, I mean, she can.
I forget I have
orbs. By random chance, I was shooting.
Oh, so I can decide to not use them
for stuff like that.
So we pop into this random place where the rushing and everything. So Kendra's like, okay, we're gonna be, and we're going to save.
So, but was Kendra with the
vigilante?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
Then we're like, with Kendra, the caravan's on fire, and she's like, all right, let's go. So anyways,
5%
I went to shoot at a cobalt just because I was getting another. Combat in with the arrow in mid-flight goes and kills an invisible dragon.
It's a green dragon. That's how we got the bottle.
Yeah. So the dragon's there bleeding out on the ground while Landis and Beon are cutting it open to get the vial off.
Meanwhile, we're potshotting all the cobalt.
So we got, that's how we got the dragon.
We're just like, spit it out, dragon. Spit it out.
But yeah, the arrow took like a 90 degree.
What were they going to do?
You will never use that bow in combat anywhere near the
food. Do you have to drain your spells again?
Yeah.
Level 4.
You didn't use much?
Yeah.
What I used was poke.
Meaning if she's the only dragon around,
she better be good at that.
I hate sinking air.
I'm going to get
because that's what happens.
She just needs to grab a cobalt throne.
So it goes through.
Yeah, that's true.
It's made for 20 strength. Shot by someone with 20 strength.
She just needs to put up a really powerful wall around here. You see, they
Kendra,
put up a really powerful
me
wall.
With pure light, and I
don't
need it.
I don't think that'd work.
If I just make a brick wall,
that's really risky.
You keep it till you use it. Yeah, I put a stone skin on her, she gave me pure light, and all I used was a locate object and a fireball. I killed 60 kobolds with one fireball.
Do you want your neck pillows?
That's not even that many.
You only killed 50 with your giant owl.
I
they evaded
spells.
It.
So what? That's because they had a dragon to help them.
No,
apparently they were
no, being... If
a dragon goes, hey, don't run over that hole. Then
they all swung
around.
Over.
If the dragon goes, hey, don't get hit by that fireball, they can't dodge the fireball.
Oh, wow.
Like,
well,
hey, okay, that hole isn't real.
Well, no, because they went around it. They didn't want to run around it. We didn't roll initiative.
Yeah, we never rolled initiative
more for tonight.
We're so good.
Yeah, we didn't roll initiative.
We're so good.
Night.
We didn't even need to roll initiative.
No,
we didn't.
Thought we rolled initiative for the
football. No, he said we aren't. Weren't even going to roll initiative because no one was going to die or take damage.
So we started combat. I killed him. Yeah. Fire.
You dropped yourself right in the middle of hundreds of kobolds. True, but that's why you took damage. We stayed at a distance.
What's a cobalt dragon?
No, they're little tiny
lizard people.
Thingies.
They're like dragons, but little bipedal.
They're the goblin version of dragons.
But there was like 400 or 500.
The dragon version of goblins. Yes.
In my living room.
Like 400.
It's like if you took a small goblin and then used Photoshop and like did like a mashup with a dragon.
Similar to like gremlins.
Yeah.
See, we took care of them.
I was thinking about Sage.
They're all dead.
This should get on my nerves.
Not dangerous.
My son's bearded dragon.
Individually, probably like.
She's always looking
at me.
Give them a solid kick and they won't get back up.
Like six, and they have gnats and poison, but they're pretty dangerous.
I'm not gonna respond.
Okay, just a couple of housekeeping things. One, I don't think we're gonna wind up having a bonfire, unfortunately. It's wood, it's wet, and it's very windy. So that may not happen. Obviously, we can check it a little bit when we get a little closer, but I think that may not happen. So. That being said, we could do microwave s'mores.
Oh no, what's that?
The gas stove.
I don't think that's a gas stove, though. That's electric.
On top of it, it's a toaster oven?
Yeah. So we can make them in a toaster oven or whatever. So,
And I can turn my, you know, my light on my phone is very bright.
We're getting there, or is that everything?
Yeah, everybody just keep texting.
Call Nikki's sister, have her call Nikki, and then everybody get ready real quick.
Put your sunglasses on.
The side of my face turns brown.
I'm sorry. I can't hear very well sometimes.
Okay. Also, by way of that same kind of concept, after we are done gaming here, this room has to be totally clean, ready to go, back to kind of basically where it's at. The table square is pretty close to what happened in anyway, but then we just need to pick up everything. I don't know if we have a vacuum or not, that's no big deal, but I'll be after we're done gaming tonight. And then also, there is no breakfast in the morning. We are not here for breakfast in the morning, so you have to go whenever you want to go. However, I have to turn keys in. So, probably in the morning when it's like by 9 latest, something like that, I'll have to have keys in. You can stay in cabin 1 if you want, but I have to turn in before I have to drive back to Toledo.
Give me a book during gaming.
The doors do lock automatically, so it would be easiest if we turn keys in then. So I can get back to Toledo. There's people who have to transport tomorrow for worship, and I'm one of those. So, there's a limited amount of time in the morning before 11:30.
You're pulling out
that one. Something like that. Yeah.
So, which cabin are you guys in? So, we know where to drop off keys.
21.
Yeah.
The one that says Indonesia.
What? 21.
Indonesia.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I heard it was the one. I thought you said something in front of me, so I was like, sure.
And yeah, we get
you Indonesia?
You know, and if somebody that just can't make that step for some reason, you got a problem with it, then you know, the other way you go to do it is you just keep one copy of your key around the office before you leave. Which makes it a little bit more admin for them, but you know, they'll be upset by it or anything like that. That's kind of where that's at. Okay. I hope thus far everyone's had fun. Mm-hmm. I will one last time reiterate this could be deadly, so stay smart.
That's what he said about the cobalt.
Okay. So this is where we're at. Group 1.
Probably the plug.
It was the door.
Okay, guys.
Those who volunteered to go to retrieve the staff managed to do exactly what they set out to do. After many stops along the way, visiting a variety of places all over the planet, they managed to find the proverbial and literal toothpick in the dragon's cave. They did not have to fight the giant black dragons when they got there. It had already been slain by the Harpers from Greyhawk. But they almost had to fight a huge band of Harpers. Thanks to some quick negotiations, they avoided to do that. Might have been the end of them. They also almost lost half the party to an acid lake, which was accidentally or incidentally summoned by a party member. And then they had a search of an old temple to Thera's Dune, and they found the mouse hole in which was the actual stack. Brought it back. They also brought back a pile from a living green dragon, which turned out to be the last ingredient that had not been thus far retrieved from the potion, so the potion was concocted. So the potion has been concocted, the staff has been concocted, and the Dawnalai is prepared to administer the potion to young Victor and to thereby give him faculties which will control his powers. However, he has told you that after he and you participated a little bit and Celia participated, you determined that there is an evil power behind what's going on. His way of saying, who's the villain in this story? Who's the villain in this story? And that ultimately turned out to be a demon named Belfor. Belfor is a female, powerful she-demon. And she had been traveling around transporting herself in the form of a young girl named Belle.
Is that the girl from Caramel?
Yes.
I called it!
And she had latched on to one of the barons and has come to the capital of Dulan. And who knows how much havoc she has wreaked. However, what has been determined is that she has gathered quite a following in Dulan, in the city's name is Candace, and Candace, the capital of Dulan. And that the cult had found a way to tap into the power of young Victor. It's his power, but they are essentially utilizing it. They have been making disappear, which initially everyone thought they were going to disintegrate, making disappear a variety of individuals from all walks and classes of life, and professions and so on, that kind of thing. The most recent victims of which were, or was, Jake McAllister, who disappeared in the presence of Lady Celia just 20 minutes ago. Okay? So now, he's at stake as well. Now, it is believed that all of those who thus far disappeared were fulfilling a certain quota, if you will, or something, and neither Precipice nor Celia...
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
...Celia has any privy or knowledge to what they're actually about, but the point is, they have them all, and when they have fulfilled that quota, they should be able to carry out their diabolical scheme. Two last pieces of information came to light just moments ago, and the second group has only been back in town for less than 2 hours. And the first piece of that piece of information is that, which was gleaned basically by Augur communing with nature or whatever, priests in town, or whatever, came through Celia, was that the cult has actually fulfilled its quota. That the people that they have taken in the last several hours are just extra. It's just an overlapping effect of the fact that the power has already been unleashed. And so the cult is now racing to complete its diabolical scheme, casting, whatever they're actually doing. And they're being overloaded, basically, with more of the people that are disappearing and coming to them. And so, as it's been said, they're trying to get done as quickly as possible to stop too many people from showing up. They must be using some kind of method to keep them asleep or keep them trapped or contained or whatever, and that has its limits. So they're trying to complete the ritual, that's the word I was looking for before we come up with, before that gets out of control. So literally, now. And then the second piece that came up with it, or that came to light, is agents, spies, people from different delegations, different nations, whatever, have been scouring the city in that they have been looking for where all these people are going, what's going on, whatever. There was a rumor circulating around about a demonic cult that was making people disappear, and a variety of other things. And so even though the festival is ongoing, and the common everyday person who hasn't had somebody disappear is not paying much attention, there are a lot of people who were paying quite a bit of attention. And so Celia and some of the people in the palace tried to get some of that information, and they pieced together that the first person to ever disappear was a lamplighter named Drew. He's the first person that goes all the way back to the beginning, which puts the disappearances geographically in a certain part of the city within about a 3-block area. And so just moments ago, Celia received word that a delegation of her agents, which is basically people that she paid, local guild members, that kind of thing, went into that area, and only one of them escaped with his life because they encountered a force of cultists, basically. And he was sent back with a message from Belfour, signed with Belfour's name, telling Celia that to basically butt out. It was too late. She had already lost. You have a choice, run or die. And signed Belfour. So Belfour is the new. Okay? And so at that point in time, that information is disseminated to you. And you are asked to go collectively, quickly, however you can, into that area of the city, which is basically just a 3-block area. It's composed of about 9 buildings. Find the cult, stop the ritual, and as soon as possible, as soon as you can, communicate to Precipice that you have done so, at which point in time, Precipice will save Young Victor. The worry is, if he does the ritual and gives Young Victor control over these faculties before, which would stop him from disappearing, which would be good, the worry is, if he does that, that all the people that he actually disappeared will be destroyed. that would be that forever unretrievably, basically. So the precipice doesn't want to administer it, but at the same time he does, because people are continuing to be destroyed, which is sort of a, rumor has it, sort of a problem for the cult, but not a big enough problem, because all it's really doing is forcing them to complete the ritual as quickly as possible. So they would also, that would also give them a bunch more time if he administers the cure. If you have everything you need, you can cure him. What you need to do is stop the ritual and save your friends. Okay? And you're all collected together. Last minute, things can be done, but it's like minutes count. Castings are possible. Retrieving some quick piece of equipment, that kind of thing, if you need to do that. Right. Anybody who has that healing?
Yes.
There's healing needs to be done.
How bad are
there was some time between when the first group died?
Very little, like half hour.
We did pretty well.
Okay, I can take care of you.
Considering it probably took the most damage
out
of everyone.
Oh, you're fine.
What's this
say? Makes me probably really good traveling monk.
Thank you.
All right, local monk.
Is your cat
not on you?
Not
on you? No, yeah, he'd have to beat my score.
You'd have to beat your score?
Yep, he'd have to beat my score.
Oh, right.
I did you. You're fine.
I know. Talking about your group. Yeah. Oh. Forgot you were in that group, so.
Yeah.
What does he have to beat?
My natural healing that I did on you. So if he wanted to do better than me, he'd have to roll higher than I gave you back. Well, you took 47.
And you gave me some.
You'd have to do the math.
What are you down right now?
I'm down 9.
We'll see. All right, I'll look at you.
I think it was the team that she gave in that.
Yeah, well, how much are you down now? She took 47.
It was at 2. I had to do something.
No, I was down.
I took 50.
I can cure light him.
How much are you down now?
I still have that cure light, too.
I can lose the one.
I only got 9, so.
Yeah,
I'm down 32 now.
So you got 15.
I can cure light myself if I need it, but I only have 4.
Yeah, she gave me 15.
Okay, this is either going to be really good or really terrible, because I just got a natural card. So it's open-ended high.
Right.
So
let's see how many sixes. Okay. Is Bono healed up by now?
Not fully, but he's better. He's good enough.
He's good enough.
Is everybody else healed? Jamie healed?
You're still down like 20 something.
30 something.
30 something. You guys got a lot of.
Only Jamie did.
She was at negative 5.
She lost 55 hit points. Technically 59.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Because
I've got 16.
No, because
you have to pull
as it. I technically lost. I know, but I lost 4 from...
You literally lost on me.
Okay. I don't remember what it was. I lost 4 from Boyd.
I can't do now.
Yeah.
But you got that back
two.
When she healed everybody.
Yeah, that was 4 though. I got 4 minus 4 and then.
But yeah, it got healed before when we went into the combat, which is why.
Basically, I didn't roll any dice because
I've got a lot of places today.
I do a minimum of 5.
You just realized you think maybe like Edlidge more than you used to.
So he did 18, so I can get
2.
You
get
2.
Yeah,
took 100.
Well, I did. Oh, I did 15.
Yeah, you did 15.
You
got
18.
They got me up to
76. Okay. So, do I keep the heal or do I heal Janice?
Yeah.
Should I save my healing hands?
That seems about right.
Or use my.
We have more.
Are you down?
Down. It's relative because she doesn't have that many to begin with.
What other healing do we have left in the park?
I have 3 cure lights.
The 3 cure lights, you have
beating 110? Or
no, I got
12. She shouldn't be at
full.
She
should have a 12 power and a d6 at that.
No, will that be there?
There was.
No,
I took
5.
But she's like, plus 20.
You took, but when you got surrounded to the wall, you got put to negative.
Because I took 5 hit points. But then you healed back 20 with the plus 10 plus 10.
I got you back with natural healing to...
So that's where the drug
I've been averaging 5 or 2.
What, like 9 or 10?
Yeah, something like that.
And then I gave you a Cure Serious.
Just put it right here.
For another 10. So you should only be at like 20 hit points.
So Jenny is down about 30.
Still?
Wow. Well, that's why I'm like, I could dump a bunch of spells into her, or I could give her a heal.
I can use my pump.
Hold on, I'm missing my pinch here.
I'm just concerned that a heal could be...
Yeah, heal could be wasted on somebody.
Could be 80 or 90 on
somebody. How much is a
Monk healing.
Sorry, I'm going to cure myself on the
Yeah, 4 to 9. If he does 2 or 3 on her, that would be cool.
Oh, you mean his monk heal?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't want to waste my lay on hands now and then immediately.
Yeah. Monk healing is actually just practicing chiropractic.
Because
I have the one direction.
You have to be at full hit points for a full day.
You got a structural during that combat you just had?
Yeah. So did Janny.
Yeah.
So did Bono.
I have an hour of sleep. Naps well. Which
is so much better.
Can I get the full time?
But then you still have to memorize.
Yeah. Well, I don't have much to memorize now, but I could dump my healing spells and just get all my first levels back, but that would still be time. So I wouldn't have to sleep.
I don't think we'd have
that. I don't think we really have that. We need to go right now.
You really got away with 2 hours total. So you can do your cure lights if you want.
But there's...
So, well, we were here for...
We
were here for 2 hours before they got back.
Unless you
no, you were here for a half hour.
I'm missing 15 hit points.
Missing 15. First group got back about a half an hour before the second.
8.
So, you're saying that in this time, I could do my duets and memorize them?
Sure.
I wish you had my pickup.
Jenny, how long are you?
He can't. She wasn't there. Time.
When you went to sleep.
She said that she's down about 20.
You just nat 1'd again?
Ren got her up.
You just nat 1'd again?
Yeah, it's going to be okay, but does anybody, bottom line is, does anybody need 4 collects?
Or I have to say. You said how
long? Well, okay. My point was, we're not going to have a chance to rememorize them before we go into this.
How close are we to midnight?
No, I just told him he could rememorize just the 4 core lights.
I won't complete sleep at
that. Because he has a nap spell, which is only 1 hour.
Right.
He's got 1 hour of free sleep.
But we didn't get back.
They got, you got this, his group got back a half an hour before yours.
Right.
And then it's been an hour or so.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's an hour and a half.
Gotcha.
And I'm being lenient with the last half hour.
Yeah. How close to midnight?
You're still down quite a bit.
Did not 1 o'clock
no,
in the afternoon.
No, 29.
It's daytime, midday.
So,
wait, so we did these quests in like
correct.
Hours.
6 hours.
Yep.
Yeah,
29. One team it seemed like a lot longer because they were on the elemental plane of water, which is 4 times slower. Which, by the way, just as a funny joke, just so everybody knows, maybe Jake remembered it or got it subliminally or whatever. It one day on the prime material plane equals 4 days of water, though.
Four days, exactly.
So you got 1 day to complete the quest.
And you pulled it out of your butt because you're laughing like that.
4 days,
I thought you remembered.
No. I told you he pulled it out of his butt.
He might have heard it subliminally or something.
Hey, sometimes you guess right.
It's a 4-to-1 racer. His character, when they were, which is kind of dumb, compared to all the others and mages and stuff. They were talking about how much time they said, well, if we have 1 day to complete the quest, how long do we really have on the elemental plane of water? And he said 4 days.
Yeah,
you were there for that.
Yeah, I thought he was.
And he was very confident, like he knew what he was talking about. But he was totally making it up, but that actually is the case.
Well, I realized, like, he just pulled that number out of thin air. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. And he's like, well, he threw out a number, so that's what I'm going to go with. And I'm like,
okay, I've got to go.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was real because he just said it with a straight. He said it with a straight face the first time, like 4.
Was it real?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He wound up actually being right, but he didn't even know it.
Yes.
Recently.
Okay. Are we good? Are you the boy? Okay.
That's what you learned.
Oh, that's yes.
Horses.
Anybody else need healing?
Do we need and can we get horses?
You can get them, but you probably don't need them. Okay. You're searching essentially a 9-block area.
He gave me, he looks like that. Mine. Is that the same what you just gave me?
Yeah.
Yeah, the couple points I got hit when we hit the
water. And I just used Find the Path to find the Marcus.
I didn't get hurt for that elemental.
So the awesome spell that I got is involved in it.
21.
He's disappeared. He's
talking about using Find the Path to find Marcus.
Yeah. He's disappeared.
And you know Marcus a little. You know him a lot, but you know him a little. You've met him.
I've met him. I watched him play music to bring him back to life.
I see we do it.
I don't know Brunson, so I'm sorry I can do it for him.
Brunson, is anybody missing more
than
13?
We need to save Brunson. He has a lot of money.
Anybody else missing more than 13?
Everybody within 13 of your max.
I'm just kidding. Brunson's a valuable ass.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
To every group.
Battle's down almost 30.
It's not because of his large pouch, because
he's healing.
Of his valuable spells and knowledge.
I can't heal any faster than I'm healing, sorry. It's not under my control. I've even tried in meditation.
What is Thanos' hit points?
No one knows Thanos.
Oh, is it?
It's,
oh, wow.
It's nice and high.
More than anything we've ever encountered.
He just heals good. Okay.
He seems to have an endless supply.
All right, so the only last thing on the table is you're looking at Find the Path as a possibility that someone else got or looking at something like that. Search.
Kendra and I were thinking about splitting us up again into two teams coming in from different directions. That way we can't mass the resistance against us in one location.
We have to
prevent us from getting there.
We have to find them first.
There is some risk in that, but I think it's a good potential course.
She's talking about using Find the Path.
We have a magical way to find them. Yes. Split up.
What is Find the Path? I've never heard of that.
Literally, she gets the path laid out for her. She knows exactly where to go.
You can like see the path like on the ground and you just like follow the trail.
She sees it, no one else can.
Well, yeah, but like you see it on the ground, like you can just like walk along the line.
The demon was originating the plan. Motivating everybody, etc.
I just related that to something in my head.
That's the area that the team was searching. And they ran into the cult.
I'll come over.
Only one
of them
survived, and he's beat up pretty bad.
I didn't hear Eastern
Late Street and Main Way run east to west. They both run east to west.
When we split up,
you're asking me about one of the rivers.
When we split up, how will we communicate with the other group?
Well, they were saying she could find the building first, and then.
Is one of these Eastern streams looking back?
It's hard, but it's close by. So it's like one street.
Did you run out of healing?
I stole
them. We could have someone fly above and survey the area, see if we find evidence that way.
Yeah, flying over would be a possibility.
Sherry said, I'm the last one. She said,
you have 1 hour and 41 minutes.
Okay. Am I using my bag?
Combat will take time. It always does.
Anyone opposed to filling up the groups to come in to the target from different directions?
Sure.
He's going to use Find the Path first to find the building and then split.
Yeah, we'll split once we get to the general.
I will.
Crap, Zephina's going
to be the mages.
Why don't we split
Leon and Zephina?
Yeah, they're pretty balanced.
That wouldn't even work.
They're going to be on the same block.
Not if it's going to veer off. You're not going to use that bow.
Okay. Yeah, so five.
She was saying.
If a demon comes out, you'll need that bow. Yeah.
She was talking about the way this
works. No, because of
the so,
but the demon's closer. There you hit the demon.
We'll split up into the same groups we used before unless somebody has a problem or has an issue.
It's the second time I've rolled exactly.
As far as before entering this area?
It wouldn't.
We're
going to
get through the city,
so she
has to find the path.
Or she's
trying to
palaces.
From where we're at now, she can cast Find the Path and get us closer.
You know already it's in this region. You at least want to get closer to that and find the path on any limited duration.
You want to come in at the building with the people directly.
Right. We're just not going to
notice. Okay, so you're just going to go a block away, everybody together.
So, okay, gotcha. So we'll come in.
Fast, find the path. Second. Then split into two teams for whatever building is. And also, it was suggested, someone suggested somebody could fly over and see the area from above.
Your move.
I think that might be a good idea just as we're moving in.
I can do it.
Yeah. That might be a good idea to do just so we can see what resistance we might be facing as we're getting close.
He can just fly very low to the ground afterwards and then keep flying.
I'll give you in 30 seconds what it looks like from the air and assume she flew over, came back, and gave you the report if you want. We'll do that.
She can do it for free.
Chris, give an accurate report.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's appreciated.
No, I give it inaccurate.
You've done that before.
She doubles the numbers.
C's represent
there are at least
cults.
Two, no, three streets.
They're wearing long white robes and armor.
What kind of armor?
The only NPC that's here is Bono, right?
Correct. Edlid is somewhere passed out from too much
crack.
What time is it, Billy?
Thanks to Theon. He said Edlid just passed out from too much drink.
Well, those are groups.
What?
Not individuals.
Millie? She's here. She's not been involved in any of it. She was never asked to come
to the
meeting.
Which means she's probably in that.
She's never been involved. And you probably wouldn't want her because she's just
this one down here that was a push.
The second, not the long rectangle one.
Does she want her to die?
Better be, yeah. That's when you let them talk.
She better be training.
I have an interjection.
Probably our target, but that's what we'll assume, but we'll do to find the path.
Interjection.
Once you find the path, you're going to have to fight your way through cults.
I can't.
To actually take the path.
One group in from here, one group in from here.
I'm still learning to get down now.
Okay.
I just wasn't voting.
Group one, 830 group over here. That's not the way you want it. Group two over here.
Squad A.
Does that work?
May I cast a phantom armor on myself?
You may.
Reducing my armor class to 1 for 5 hit points.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right.
When I get there, can I find targets in both? See how many dragons
there are. There are no dragons within 300 yards of this part of the city.
Except for the
threat.
Except for the
I'm going to put the bow
away
then. Don't shoot it. Because I'll shoot at them and it'll hit them.
Yeah. No need to kill our
That's probably good preempting that problem.
I'm going to get my...
Before we break up, remember, our goal isn't necessarily to kill all the cultists. Our goal is to punch through and break up the ritual.
It's already been...
Don't get bogged down.
I will tell you that.
Where is the main ritual being taken place?
That you didn't mention that. This building.
We're guessing it's the building that's completely surrounded.
We're getting additional information.
We don't know.
Is rubbled like that.
Do I still have the?
And there's some stuff where they keep
no, it's too bad.
In the alleys.
You look like one that's going
to because it's my actual weapon, now it's a staff. I was giving
Can
it to
you because
you were ineffective, and I was standing afar casting spells.
I can do it. I can jump up there in one jump.
Oh, is that what that was?
I can do it.
Yeah, it changes into weapons.
It has been affected by the quake, and that middle building there has one third caved in.
Could be that one, too.
Quick, that's the test. Quick description, the demon or whatever it was disguising herself as a 11 or 12 year old girl.
What are the dashes?
And
stress cracks in the ground.
So if there's an 11 or 12 year old girl,
from the earthquake.
And the issue are the, she will probably require magical weapons to hurt at all.
I
so
got
be prepared for that.
Is there a...
Does anyone have any extra magical weapons that
I can lend you some magical caltrops.
Do you use a short sword?
Are you going to give up the rod thing again?
I'll give up my staff.
Okay.
Do you use...
No, it's not magical. It's just plus to damage. I'll turn it into a...
Dawn, do you use magical caltrops?
I don't even know what
that is. It's not really a weapon.
That's no.
Okay. I'm going to turn it into a footman's great mace.
So a two-handed mace.
Are you using a shield?
Actually, yeah, it'd be better with the small one.
Can you use a short sword?
Your shield was destroyed, wasn't it?
I can use a long sword or a saber.
You could have got
a saber.
Are you really a demon player?
It changes into three things. It's limited. You can use it if it's
have
a negative.
I have a scimitar.
Do you have it? But do you have a shield?
I do have a shield.
Okay, so I'll turn it into a mace then.
Okay.
So you have a mace and a shield.
It's a magical mace.
Yes.
If Brunson was here, he could cast a magic aura.
I do have an idea.
And every whoever
is there a reliable way to disrupt the ritual?
Right, Dan?
Is there a what?
Reliable way to disrupt the ritual?
Yes.
Or are we just going to buzz it?
Probably by disrupting whoever is actually.
At first, it was a woman's great mace, and then I turned it into a horseman's mace.
If somebody can make me invisible, I'll be completely invisible. Even the magic girl detects
it. I have
that is a good point.
Well, then you give it to her since I will be weaponless.
Not today.
Question.
Invisibility.
Does someone have invisibility?
I have two of them.
I can make only myself invisible, unfortunately.
To one person.
Giving this
to no, you. To any person I want, just I have to activate it.
Okay, give me mine back.
Okay. If Ren is made invisible, he will be completely invisible and undetectable by aids such as detect
invisible. To anyone else. I mean myself invisible.
True sight, those sorts
out of my ballpark.
I have invisible I can cast, or I can transfer the 10-foot invisibility and make any. But he wants to be invisible.
That would be nice.
I can give a sneaky people that don't cast any spells silence 15-foot radius.
I will not break it.
I'm a sneaky person.
I'm
sneaky.
Vash
would also be useful for me.
I like give that to him.
Silence.
Yeah, because they won't know.
They just don't get around their spell books.
Yeah, it's a bubble. Anywhere that you go, you won't.
But if it would disrupt the ritual.
Right. So I'm saying stay away from myself
and me.
Can you put that on a coin?
Realize that if you have a spell that you're invisible
and
undetectable and you're silent 50 foot radius, you will no longer be undetectable.
True.
You'll be giving up your undetectability because as soon as you come into the area, it'll get quiet.
You have an aura magic.
Yeah.
Is there a smaller aura?
That's the spell she's getting.
Can you put
it on
low range?
What's the range of this? We'd have to stand outside.
Ren, not only am I capable of getting invisible, but I also can make myself invisible.
Evil nasty.
Fireball in
the
area.
So
my
transfer.
I don't know yet.
Is that Fidez asking, do you want everybody to be invisible?
That would be nice.
You have a number of rogue types that could perform some kind of
I would say yes.
Yes,
if you can.
Do they have to stay within 10 feet, though?
No.
Just of her when she's cast.
So how many can she do?
However many can fit in a 10-foot radius.
Yeah,
I say we do it.
She's going to be cast
invisible.
Everybody get within 10 feet.
Just on a side note, Cavaliers and Paladins do not get experience points while they're visible, just so you know.
Honor thing.
What are the rules?
Once you attack, you're not invisible anymore, right?
All the rules are stuff. Okay.
This is personal.
I can make a hole in the roof if we get up there.
This is personal.
Stone or otherwise.
Now, casting Find the Path would not make me uninvisible, right?
Yeah. Is revenge lawful?
Yep.
Does
the invisibility still go away after I end the attack?
Just the other question you have is if you want to try to infiltrate.
Once you attack somebody, the visibility goes away.
Correct. It's not super much of a race if you want to try to infiltrate and get your rogues inside first now that they're invisible.
Rogue.
And then anybody bestow stone skin?
I already used mine.
Stone skin?
I transferred this to Quaver.
Yes, you did.
Quaver, thanks.
Stone
yeah,
skin.
I've been transferred to stone skin and cast it on you.
We're good. No. I want it on you.
Oh, on me?
No other conditions.
Can I fly
with your
skin?
Okay.
That's a good
idea. You could probably do one, but multiples where you're going to start taking stuff.
Okay. So you want me to cast stone skin? Oh, I don't
lie. If you want to cast stone skin on yourself, that is your choice.
I'm just going to pull it down and turn it right
off. He's not going to know whether he can use his giant bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you sure that a stone skin's even going to work?
Yeah.
But if I have to use it in a pinch, then...
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there maybe it'll go Daemon, yeah. Dragon, Daemon?
Maybe it goes to the closest yeah. target.
I doubt it.
No, it's not how it works.
It went, ooh, come on, dragon. He was using it during the year of the demon.
The, okay, so. The most major threat to humanity.
Demons are not the major threat to humanity.
That curve is the year of the dragon.
According to the legend, it's war in the first dragon wars. Or, sorry, the first dragon wars.
Yeah, but it
was
used during the
year. We're formulating. We're trying to go.
We're all
and now all my tricks.
Okay, tricks are done for now.
Let's go.
Any scouting mission or no?
No, he's in need
of we're doing fine. I'll give you 3 minutes. I'll give you a 3 minute head start.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
Okay. Rogues get a 3 minute head start.
I'll go too. I'm
well,
a rogue.
Find the path takes 10 minutes.
Okay.
So
stop. Okay, we'll start casting.
The capabilities.
Yep.
Okay. So you got
all invisible. You got 10 minutes.
Rogues coming in from multiple angles. Rogues coming in all together. Yes, ma'am.
Multiple angles.
Are we just traveling the streets? Do we want to go on the roofs? If you get something special, let me know.
If I throw my horns out,
if you guys won't let me go with you, I'll go in myself through the roof.
What's up, this dude?
Besides, what if there's no
one? Oh, no,
in the
sorry,
roof?
3 rounds. What's 3 rounds?
If I throw my horns up,
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Sorry, 3 minutes.
What is my name?
He said the roofs are made out of stone.
I got 3 minutes. Bye.
I can make a hole in whatever I want to make a hole in.
Yeah.
I'm coming in the top of
me too. Up out here.
Yeah, coming in up on the roof, staying close to the roof.
Okay.
And I want to come up.
Yeah.
I'll try to come in right back here.
Okay.
So I can load down this way. And once I get there, tell me when I can cast a fireball off my scroll.
Okay. But now, are you waiting because the scouts are scouting? You may blow somebody up. Remember, they're invisible.
Mm-hmm. And then they will
yeah,
all know that you're there.
Going much faster.
We won't get our sneak attack advantage, too.
The plan is 10 minutes for them to quietly get in and do stuff, then we attack.
Then three bolts. Then I'm holding.
Well, we're going to hold 10.
If you cast, and in that 10 minutes they happen to be the area you're targeting, you would.
You're damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got it.
If I throw out my orbs, are they visible?
I'm just making sure you don't. It's not before you can get there.
So no, because they were on you.
No,
when
you were already on you. There.
Okay. And I will throw the orbs up, the four orbs.
Leon, I have stone skin
okay.
Now.
Hopefully it works.
Okay, so.
Okay, stone skin's up, orbs are up.
Invisibility.
He has flown away invisibly. Any other rogues that are infiltrating during the. Or roguish types that are infiltrating during the 10 minutes? There's one. There's.
They're not roguish types.
It doesn't mean I can't infiltrate.
It does mean you don't move all that quietly.
I do move slow.
Yeah, why don't you just stay here?
So.
What do you mean?
All right, one more time. Raise your hand if you're infiltrating during the 10 minutes.
Screw everything up is pretty.
One, two,
wait.
Three, four. She actually has moved silently. You don't.
I have.
Wait.
I'm not.
She has a big brother.
Those who are invisible, I don't know who declares themselves a rogue and disappears.
Right.
People who know, go.
So, Ren,
get yourself
where
people get detected.
You're trying to enter the rubble building. From Lake Street there.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, there.
That's the issue. If we're all invisible, we can't see each other either.
Yeah, red.
Aren't there cultists down there? Oh, yeah, we're invisible.
You're invisible.
So he's going to. I'll go to the building across to the left.
Or if I'm going to throw a fireball and they happen to be
here?
In my way.
Nope.
Here?
Nope. The intersection with the.
Yes. My bad.
That one. Where you just pointed. That one. Yeah, coming into that
way.
This way.
Yeah.
Well, and if they're already up there engaging, they wouldn't be
able to.
Had we established that there was a way that people had a way in? Like, is there a definite way to get into the buildings? Because like that's what I was saying like six times over that I can make a hole in literally any surface in a regular building. Yeah, silently. I don't have to make any noise.
Yeah, but can you move silently?
Kind of.
So do.
But I can do things like abilities silently. I just can't walk silently.
Had
kind of the most important part of this.
Yeah, episode. It's kind of the most
this
important part.
Sending
and you're going to get there not very silently, and then...
Splitting into the same groups we did this
yes. Yes.
Minus the rogues that are already gone.
Fine.
Actually, we did three groups. Rogues, you'll get there, you'll go. You get there, so this is your path.
Yes, you are in the same group.
So, after 10 minutes, it might get here.
I'm standing next to Kendra, so she knows
the,
only bad thing is, our area of effect magics are now cut out of the situation.
She will have to be conscious.
No, they're supposed to be... They're supposed to be out in 10 minutes.
I don't think that's...
Bazar, are you infiltrating?
That's not. Apparently, being able to walk somewhat quietly isn't good enough.
Okay. Up there at the X, at G3.
Brent,
right.
Before you leave, Kendra's giving you a net.
Okay. I'm waiting for shit to happen.
Oh, I don't
mind.
Hey, if Bezor gets out of line,
okay.
Throw it on.
Because then I'll assess. Yes, ma'am.
I was rejected from the infiltration.
I think I gave you the net of entrapment because I didn't know what to do.
You were talking down.
You realize unless
you were talking down,
you could probably be small.
It wasn't a bad situation. I had so many skills to be used there. If I could take one look at a cultist, I could make myself look perfectly like a cultist.
Alright, so we're going to have to minimize the prep and chatter or we will not finish, just so you're aware.
So
if we don't finish by 9, they finish the ritual and everybody that's been lost is gone.
Jeez.
So that's the stakes. Alright? So
go.
Bear that in mind.
Yes,
even if you have to take risks, that's the sense of urgency that's going on.
Well,
right. So, dear buddy, you come in here, you make this intersection.
Start the hourglass.
Yeah, go ahead and start the hourglass. It's 1 hour.
Right in front of you, Josh.
Camera's out. Wow, just a little mic. Be done or not? Okay, so you're here. Mm-hmm. You see there are two cultists. They look like middle-aged men, chainmail armor, white robes that go all the way to their ankles. They have spears. And that's it. It's our only weapon, right? As far as you can tell. Okay. And we stand on the porch here. The stress cracks run up and down the alley, and you can actually see that this alleyway slopes like this down toward this building.
Okay.
Okay. Theon and Janie start out at these together. You guys get down in here. You can see that most of the stress cracks actually run toward the rubble. Like that. Okay. Alandis, from where you are, you don't see them infiltrating, but you notice the cultists are just standing on the ground, so they're unfortunately getting past no problem. Rez, you come in here.
Mm-hmm. See, then you only have to make checks. That's how we do it.
Right here, there's a spot where the ground slopes down toward the rubble.
Make me happy.
And it's a steep slope.
65%,
like,
that's terrible.
Then you're not upright by it, you're 20, 30 feet away. But if you were right there, you think it might even be possible to go down underneath the roll.
Really?
I'll try to do that.
Four.
So you turn that way, swing down there, and you want it right here. You see that? Yes, indeed. There is a 6-foot clearance below the roll that's been propped up by a large beam. And you can actually walk down inside. Light comes from down below, and you think maybe faintly in the distance, chanting.
I'll try to get a little bit closer to see exactly what's going on. How long is this been?
No, he's not going to come tell us. He's just going to go in.
Huh?
2 or 3
he's
minutes.
He's like Theon.
Okay. I'll try to get a little
well,
bit closer.
In there, plus it took a minute or so.
I want to make sure that this is exactly where it is.
Okay, so you go down the slope. At the bottom of the slope, so there's a pathway coming down. Transfer your thoughts over here for a minute. The slope goes down like this. At the bottom of the slope, there's a cultist. Cultist. Cultist and a cultist. So go between them. This space is only about 3 foot.
Okay.
That's the largest you get through.
And I can't see into the room?
Well, that's what you see as you're coming down the ramp. You can tell that it opens up into a larger space right there. That's all you can see.
Okay.
It's dark down there and you don't have light.
Okay. I'll try to head back out and find Victor.
You have to ask.
Okay. So you come back out. All right.
Now
everyone had gotten to here. You saw it sloping down that way. The cultists here are oblivious to your presence. What do you do?
I'll go around the corner to...
That way?
Yeah.
Or this way. Follow the stress cracks?
Yeah.
Okay, you get to here. From this corner, you see there are 4 cultists there. Looking across, you can see the same group going down into the building.
Okay, I'll go back and report
there's
the...
There's light down here. Okay?
I'll report to Kendra and...
All right,
you
so Yermit is back out. Ren is headed back out. Okay. Janny and Sion came in, got here, you got here. There's three cultists there. You see a bunch of cultists down here. There's rubble here.
Actually,
remember, you're together, and that's, you have to communicate. So when you get amongst the cultists, you can't even go on. So you're separate. You're just
not even at
that point. That door doesn't have a window or anything?
No, solid oak door.
We can see each other, right?
Does it look?
Oh, you're both visible.
Does it look well made enough that I can open it without it?
If you drop, you're going to be
Which way is north on this map?
This is east, this is west, so north would be here.
Okay. You know the way. He did not know the way.
I'll try it.
And roll the sound. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Autumn? What's Sandy doing?
So.
You made it, you're right here by the cult. 39. There's three of them. You can't talk to Theon anymore because.
Just that hear you.
39
on the
are they locking the door entirely?
No, they're not locking the door at all. They were in the corner of the alleyway.
Oh, I didn't.
The door appears to be moving quietly. It was unlocked. You notice the door on the corner starts to just quietly open by itself.
I'll just look in.
It's a back room of storage crates, barrels, some bolts of cloth.
Reduce them to them?
About 10 foot deep.
Okay, we'll close the door.
All right. How do the door closes just as you step up. So you do realize Theon's got me right there next to you. Okay. Your closest guard is less than 10 feet away.
So what would you like to ask?
A scary wizard. That's better. Yeah. I'm just going to take out a lot of testing rooms and then beat up.
You guys are 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to break off this way and go check the rubble.
I'm starting to cast.
Okay.
So these are all the buildings we can
check.
Is anybody up here?
Nope. Nothing that you have seen so far. No one's gone that way. Yeah, you hear that, right?
We don't see anything.
All right, so you see the one cultist there, the one cultist there. The stress cracks all kind of point to the center building there. And then you make it out the other side and you're clear. So you don't see anybody over there. Buildings, no people are other than that. You did see blood, signs of a battle, and a ripped cloak laying on the ground in that alleyway right there. Looks like somebody had a fight here. Their cloak is destroyed. There's drag marks like somebody drug a dead body.
Do I recognize him?
Just lost on the ground.
Alright. I'm gonna look around the building to see if we can find a door.
Okay, now there are doors on each building. You're also running out of time. You're at like 7 minutes, so they should be casting a spell. You check the rubble and find the same thing that everybody else did. The slope down path.
Okay, I'm just gonna slip out the closest alleyway.
Okay.
Towards group one.
Alright.
I feel more confident.
Okay, so Red and Deermood both come back first. Red is the first to arrive back. You're finding Victor?
Yes. Fine.
Okay, so Red steps up, taps you on the shoulder, and says,
I probably swing my elbow with a dirt rattle.
Okay,
but.
South end of the center building, there's rubble. Mm-hmm. There's a dip that goes underneath the building. That's where the chanting is coming from, and it's heavily guarded.
Okay.
Go around. Do you want me to go back in? Try to disrupt things?
I would say accompany the attack.
Okay.
And let's try and get area magic off, but as we engage, if you can get through and in.
So, time for the initial fireballs and all that.
Getting close.
Right.
Okay.
I'd rather you not be in the middle of it.
I'll wait until after fireballs.
The rest of them will be in it.
I know.
So, the building up there on the left that's kind of an odd shape is a store, a storefront that faces the main way.
Disappearing people.
The back door
in the same place
is solid and locked. So, the building on the right is. Like a corral that pigs, horses, goats, things like that in it.
Have they checked the one the
you don't know what they've checked, what they haven't, because they're invisible.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you come down that way. When you hit that corner there where that cultist is, you can see the same path that everybody else saw, which is the path under the rubble, to get down under that building, basically. The main place, Plate Street there, is actually like a tinsmith, has a chimney, storefront with shuttered windows. None. I'm in it. They could be fireballing in here anytime now. Your party.
We're charging.
Yeah, that's why we said you guys need to go and do what you're going to do.
And get back.
Okay?
Or get back.
All right, I guess
yeah.
All right, so you slip up. Deermoon returned to Victor after Red.
I was going to Kendra.
Okay, return to Kendra, sorry.
Probably the same situation.
All right, so Deermoon returns to you invisible to tell you that there is a pathway to go into the rubble. So both groups now know that there's a pathway to these under rubble in the middle of it.
Find the path goes off.
And
I start casting it about 5 minutes.
Theon gets out. And Theon was in which group? Group one or two?
One.
One.
Okay. Well, I went to group one.
Alright, so you go back to group one. Does that include?
It's Kendra.
Kendra. So you, Kendra. Theon is back with you as well. And Leon. Same results.
Basil.
Right?
Yeah.
Find the path goes off. There's you see a pink streak.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
That beats down the alleyway, turns, and so on. It disappears out of view, but it's there.
I hate being invisible because I can't point. I don't like being invisible.
I'm invisible.
Okay, we need to go straight down the alleyway.
She's still
there.
Just grab
hands. No, Victor, she said go straight. So.
Okay.
So,
I'll give them left, right, straight.
Okay. So are you in group two?
I'm in two.
Yes. So group two
is. I'm telling Victor.
To the second corner, turn right. That's what you've got so far.
Okay.
So fast.
See them coming. We're
fast
going.
Two.
You can't.
Five.
We're all invisible.
No, they're all invisible. Everyone's invisible.
We're all invisible.
Yes.
Unless you specifically did not want to have
us
invisible.
Until we
right.
Right, until you attack.
Keep in mind that there may be a way on the ground from inside that building.
So, what do we do with the path? Do we just want to let Theon and Deermoon get us back to that spot?
Close to 10? Yes.
Before we...
Want some insects on that first cultist right there.
Start dealing with guards outside.
That's got to be right here.
Okay.
So it's instantaneous, and all of a sudden, biting insects begin to attack him.
If that was the 10-minute mark, we're moving.
If there's a battle in the street, then the fire
yes,
will stay.
Before I go in, can I cast a mirror image?
Invest in those guards as
much
as possible.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a death.
Group two.
You're invisible. Oh, we're fighting guards in the street. You guys are ready.
Group two is moving.
What, would he have mirror images that are invisible?
They'll be there once he goes visible.
Okay, gotcha. I was just wondering. That's a weird fight. That's a weird risk.
The street. Spiders are rushing in, and we're taking care of the street. Okay, vice versa.
No,
we're cutting off.
We're stopping taking care of the street. You're keeping going. You're the
Okay, group two is on the move.
Yep. All right. So group two moves in. It's been roughly the right amount of time. So that first cultist on your left there is buzzing with insects. His friend is basically trying to help him, at least initially. So they're fighting, swatting at the insects, whatever. Doesn't even seem like they necessarily know what's going on. However, these three cultists here, then they see something going on and they run this way, all three of them. Okay. At this point, we're going to go to initiative. I don't expect the cultists to last long.
The squad.
Everyone.
Everyone that's involved. You can not act if you don't want to, but you have to have initiative.
Yep.
As soon as we see guards take off, we'll go.
Okay, so do you want me to go towards the guards or go down in?
We might want to actually.
Which group are they coming towards?
The squad!
See, our system did work.
I did. The squad! Plus two, minus three.
I think it's because.
Let's move over to our group.
Okay.
That way we're not falling across each other.
I'm going to use what Dan wrote.
This is
what
you're at.
My skill
here. Alright. So, Missile Fire 9. 8. 7.
8 right here.
6. Oh, 8. 8. Alright, back up to 8. I was thinking about something else. did saw an insect, but this is the actual rat. Right. So, what would you like to do?
Can I throw up a shield just before you
I want to actually roll up a scroll and cast a fireball right in the center of those two buildings.
Okay, so that would actually come immediately, though, not missing fire. So,
okay. Drew and Jim here.
So, you already have the scroll out as far as that goes.
Right.
Okay? Yes, ma'am.
In group one, three of us are going to ignore the guards and go down inside instead. Are we still rolling initiative?
Yeah, we still need to roll initiative for when you move. Okay.
What three does that include?
Okay, what three does that include?
Yeah. You, me, and Jim.
Yeah. Got it. Dion, Jim, and Jim.
We're going down in instead of going after the guards that are supposed
to be there. Yeah. They know they're like going in.
Some face.
Yeah. So
you know you're probably going to fight like
that. That's fire eight.
Fireball.
Fireball.
That's fire eight.
Yeah. Seven.
Yes, I do.
I did that.
Six.
Since I told him to better hurry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm
running.
Eight.
Final is in group two, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Sheriff, where is this diversion supposed to happen?
Well, the first wave, we're stopping the front guard. They're trying to get past us.
So, Mono throws the Spectre Scimitar, makes invisible, and takes out one of the charging bolts.
You're
here.
You could do
here
first.
I wasn't
going
to go.
Where?
Yeah.
You
got
it?
Okay, so you diverted
to
just Johnny in here.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to do that or just bow fire? Okay. Never mind. I'm going into this immediately.
Okay. Misfire 5. Four.
Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlotte is in group.
One.
One. Two. So you've got
she's our
two cultists, one of which is covered with bugs, and then two cultists charging down the alley toward you. You had Aaron ask before, so you get one out of three. Or two.
She's a prodigy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So taking on the first guy charging point blank range, roll it. Actually,
she has.
I think she hit 50% of the time.
Oh yeah, we should have our flag.
She's just little. Imagine her like.
I saw this.
Charlotte's telling you to
flag. Flags up for initiative.
Yeah, I put the flags up.
When your initiative is done, you put your flag down.
Yep, that'll work.
My flag goes down naturally.
All right, what was the lowest damage?
Oh,
it's a basketball.
One. Are these the bonus arrows too?
Two.
That's yes. Two, four, three.
Okay.
All right. One of the cultists charged down the alley, drops under missile fire. The other one is staggered and stops at the wall. He's not dead, but he's hit. Okay. That was just right. And you still have two more shots.
Yeah. First
guy. You two play with three shots before combat. Now you can take two shots.
Yeah.
Are you going after him and the other guy that doesn't have bugs?
Following those directions and not stopping until I'm stopped.
Yeah, the guy that was coming to hit him, he didn't die. But then you got this guy who was helping to throw the bugs.
Okay.
So the guy you already wounded goes down. I will say this is the higher guy.
You defected to the right team.
So this alleyway is
the real sneaky you guys have was Jamie.
This why alleyway is
very
clear,
sneaky.
Except for the guy that has the bugs from Atlantis.
They're actually pretty sneaky.
That alleyway is clear of cultists, except for the one that Atlantis bugged.
Eventually, the group is going to come back together.
Breeze.
Ren.
Twos.
Threes are here.
No,
missile fire. Okay, no.
Threes and missile fire. Twos and missile fire. Ones and missile. Twos. Do something to misfire? Yes. You know the attack has begun, you hear bow fire.
Six.
You're over here though. This is where you end up.
Group
to
take
cover.
I think
I'm
going
to go there actually.
Okay. So you gotta try to go this way?
Yeah.
Fireballs are
coming. Okay. So you can move to here. Technically, that's immediately not in the square, though. Okay. Two. One. Zero. Melee nine.
Yo.
Okay.
Nine.
Yes. Nine.
He's old but fast.
That's a little bit for my age. Basically, I'm having to see a lot around.
Okay. Yeah. So this guy is.
I'm not stopping unless somebody stops me.
He's healed the bugs, so he's going to
go to sleep.
When you get to here, you see that this guy has moved. He's coming this way. He's not going to get there in time to stop for the blood sugar.
They're not going to make it that far.
Yep. All right, so you go. You can go all the way to here by the end of the round.
They drew
aggro.
And hopefully those guys have been drawn back.
They pulled back the head. Guy come over. Okay, that was nines, eights.
Right here.
Okay, so you're an eight. Fireballing there would be a waste.
Right, I see people dropping, so I'm like, oh, friends.
Yes.
By
the end
of the round.
She went three. Which means I can see this cultist.
By the way?
Yes. Okay.
Ring of fire is ready.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Don't hesitate.
Potion of fire breathing? Okay. You have to drink it. It takes 3 seconds to drink it.
You can jump on there.
How much do you want to breathe on? It's up to 66 total. You can breathe as much as you want.
Okay. Let's breathe 3 minutes.
Okay. Yes. You will be visible.
I know. I'm trying to create
a diversion. And what are you up to?
I'm going to try and get into the building. Yes, that building on the ground floor.
Okay, so you're looking for entrance that's not caved in. There is a door here. Okay. Okay, the cultist charges this way, dies in a burst of flames.
How soon will I get into the door?
So you're going directly there, and you can make it past the cultists, which would require a dex check for them, that won't let them or be noticed. Then you could be there in 4.
Okay. Dex check 8.
No problem. See you there in 4. So Ren is here at the door.
Continue to
plow
over.
Okay. 7?
I'm gonna rush in.
You're gonna hold.
They're holding flood against the
wall. Oh, sorry, yeah. They're gonna fire hold. I'm holding for fun stuff. Fireworks.
6.
6 and 8.
You're
holding. I'm holding for fireworks.
I'm continuing my path.
Kendra's got a tight grip.
Holding for 2. Or this way. Follow the path. You guys charge in at 5. Get up here with some rifle.
Okay. My plan is to try to see him in front of me, but I can't see him.
So, you want to know where they're going to be
from? You might want to know where they're going to
be in front of me. Where no, you might want to know where they're at in 2, if you're saying
it. Oh, in 2?
I activate in 2 and 5. It goes off in 2. Okay? And so...
Oh, yeah, we're right in your path. Yeah. That's
y'all are
going to
be fireball. So what's going to happen?
I can only go so slow.
Right.
I can only go so slow. All right, so we're
in, what was that? Well, I didn't think where it
feels. 6. Six. Maybe. Yeah, right?
Yeah, 6 city.
I'm holding. Holding.
5.
Holding
that.
Short 5.
I'm in 5. I'm holding.
Okay. Is it a pattern overhead? And the 5s.
Activating the Elmo Brilliance.
Okay.
I don't know what's in there.
That was visible, though.
Yes. Bono is joining the group.
Oh, okay. Wait, if I see Bono there, then I'm not activating the helmet.
Okay, so he began, he would not arrive there until 4. So if you begin in 5, he will see him until 4.
Okay, then I fireball.
Can he redirect where he was going to put it?
No, once he starts to cast a spell, it's targeted at the beginning. You have to have a viable target at the beginning of the spell. He can cancel it, but he loses the gem.
Not casting the spell, I'm activating the helmet. Is that different?
It's the same way. You have to target when you cast, when you activate the jump.
You're going to target it like in the middle of those 4 right there.
I was doing it in the middle of the intersection, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What's happening?
Okay. So.
I think they've made it 3 city blocks in a minute, so.
Well, they killed all the cultists out of the way. Otherwise, it was much slower. Alright, so we're in 4.
I tried
to
rise there. Okay. The door is unlocked. In fact, it's pretty rickety.
It.
You push it open. You see.
If I see him there, I see him there, and I make it. So
10 by 10 room, basically empty, nothing in it, but there is a hallway leading to the left.
I'll try to go through the hallway.
Okay, who else in the board?
Me.
Okay, what do you have to do?
I have a question. I leap onto the building from the ground.
Did I notice him in four?
Yes.
Okay, then I guess I'll cancel.
Okay.
Unless I think I can place it, if I put it in the middle of the intersection, do I think it's in the middle, where is that?
Yes, if it's in the middle of the intersection, it will hit all of those cultists, Victor, Lorelei, and Bob.
He doesn't know where they are.
I don't know where they are.
Right, you don't know. I'm just telling you the case.
When
is,
I,
yeah, you don't know they're there.
I can't move it back.
Cannot move. Change the target.
Okay, then I cancel.
Okay.
I wait.
Oh, whoa! No, that was bad. Okay.
Did I turn this?
You only blame Bono for interfering.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.